Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Monday, September 20, the price of gold closed on the U.S. COMEX at $1,279. Ignoring inflation, this is the highest gold close ever as measured in U.S. dollars. Silver reached a 30-year high late last week. Yet, if you were to today conduct a poll on the street asking adults if they are aware that gold and silver recently traded at record prices, I would be surprised if more than 1% knew this information. Gold and silver have been among the top performing financial assets over the past decade. Both have more than quadrupled in that time. If precious metals had been a stock of a major corporation, you can be sure this news would have been known far and wide. There are a few reasons why I think the strong performances of gold and silver get so little attention from the public. Perhaps the major reason is that only a small percentage of the public actually owns any precious metals. While over 100 million Americans may own stocks and bonds, directly or through retirement programs, the estimates I see are that only 3-9% of Americans own gold. However, I also think that another major reason there is a relative lack of public awareness of record gold and silver prices is limited news coverage. I think this has to do with the means by which reporters get access to their sources. The U.S. government has about 20 authorized trading partners to execute its financial transactions, including most of the world's largest banks and brokerages. Fees from the volume of U.S. government trading generate substantial profits for these companies. The threat of lost profits should the U.S. government revoke trading partner status is a huge incentive for these banks and brokerages to coordinate their actions with U.S. government policy. U.S. government officials admit that greater public attention to gold would be a financial burden. For instance, Federal Reserve Chair Bernanke testified before Congress last year that an audit of the Fed that included an audit of U.S. gold reserves would have the effect of increasing the interest rate the U.S. government would have to pay on its debt, would increase consumer prices, and would cause the value of the U.S. dollar to decline even further. As you can see, the U.S. government has a motive to suppress the price of gold and also the attention that the public pays to the gold market. That means that the government's trading partners also have this incentive. Further, that means that the members of the financial media who want good access to sources at these bank and brokerages also have to be mindful of the U.S. government's wishes to downplay publicity of the gold market. Here's a real-life example. A few years ago, it twice happened that analysts at major U.S. brokerages produced research studies that projected rising prices for precious metals. In both instances, the authors were fired within a few weeks of the release of these reports. Now, this relative lack of coverage of gold and silver prices tells me that neither metal is anywhere near a peak. I don't know where gold and silver may someday top out, but I can give you a clue of the public behavior when this happens. When the day comes where almost everyone you meet wants to talk about rising precious metal prices, and people like taxi drivers, barbers and hairdressers, and strangers standing next to you in line say that it's a good time to buy, that will be the time to sell your gold and silver. This occurred at the market peak in January 1980, and I expect it to happen again. While gold and silver are now at record prices, I still don't think we are close to a market top. Though gold and silver prices have more than quadrupled in the past decade, in my judgment, it is not yet too late to jump into the market. That's it for this week. Tune again next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.